This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
All the Steelers options out there, potentially, it's the one that tickles my fancy and gets me excited the most. Everything else, as people have pointed out with the Pirates on the show today, you need a bunch of things to go right. Justin Fields, you need Mike Tomlin to turn over a new leaf. You need Arthur Smith to choreograph a better offense. You need Justin Fields to become a better passer than he's ever been. All of those things you have to get better receivers, better offensive line play. I mean, all those things need to, come together in harmony. And Stafford has just been a quarterback throughout most of his career where he can elevate the play of people around him because he's that good. And this situation, this is detente bad or good? I forget from my Cold
detente
War studies.
Detente is good.
Okay, so it's the opposite of detente. It's when the Cold War was at its most frigid then there. Potentially in L.A.
Well,
Was that glasnost?
No, what you don't want a cold war to do is heat up because a hot war is shooting war. No, glasnost was
glasnost bad too?
Glasnost was out there with perestroika.
Okay, perestroika bad?
Glasnost was when they had more open government.
Okay, so that's not good.
No, and then are you looking for something bad, right?
I'm looking for when things were really tense. Because that's what I think it is between the Rams and Stafford right now. Is that perestroika?
No. They're at. You know what they're at? This is a very formal Soviet term. Loggerheads.
Okay.
Very much at loggerheads. They're at odds, Donnie.
Did they make you study that when you were in school and at Greensburg-Salem? Your perestroikas, your glasnost, your...
No, we didn't get into all that. No.
We did,
loggerheads.
Actually. We did in 10th grade. European
detente,
history.
Just for the record, relaxation of strained relations.
Yeah, well, these are strained right now in L.A., and maybe it comes to a head and Stafford gets traded out of there. But of all the scenarios out there, it's the one I am absolutely rooting for the most, and next week we'll kick off a week of like rumors coming out of the scouting combine, because actually sometimes things that happen there go like this. Everybody in the NFL is there. The highfalutin Indianapolis steakhouses and bars. And either agents or personnel people get a little tipsy and they say things that they probably shouldn't, and then those things get reported on. So let's see if that happens as far as the Steelers quarterback whispers go this week. And I want Stafford on the market, and I agree with Schlereth. ESPN.com, when you clicked on ESPN today, the number one story they had was, okay, this is the offseason priority list, or this is the offseason game plan for every team. What should it be? And for the Steelers, it was they need to go out and, by hook or by crook, make a Matthew Stafford trade. Get him in fortunes change. Get him an outlook changes for 2025. Get him, and you can say, in a division with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, we actually have a quarterback who can compete with those guys again. Not one where you're going in to those matchups with a massive quarterback disadvantage and needing other things
Man,
to win you games.
Schlereth, though, fell victim, I think, to the same trap that a lot of people in his position do. By when he started ticking off what are the good things about the Steelers that having Stafford around would suddenly bring to the forefront, he brings up Mike, a guy who everybody respects. You know, do people respect him? Sure. What has he done to earn, like, benefit of the doubt as one of the major strengths of this team right now? Dragged a bunch of substandard teams that
he helps
create.
And if I were on that Stinkin' Truth podcast, guess what, Chris? I would have done exactly that. Hey, Schlereth, hold your horses, pal. The reason why I want Matt Stafford is because somebody's got to put Tomlin on his back and, you know, get him out of this treadmill of mediocrity that he's on right now.
Well, no, somebody's got to be so good and so accomplished, and I think Stafford is both of those things, that for Mike, it is undeniable. And I even think this is different than Russell Wilson, because Stafford clearly still has like a fastball, a very good one. Too.
All right, so if he came into the league throwing 102 like Skeens, what is he throwing right now?
He's still throwing 96 and touching 98 when he needs to.
Nice movement on it?
Yeah, I mean, the 96 like sinks and dips.
And he's evolved as a pitcher where he's thrown in secondary stuff. He's got a nice
mixing
splinker.
In a circle change. He also does strike me as a better fit than I thought for Arthur Smith for this reason. I saw a stat. Rams and the Steelers ran the highest percentage of passes from just traditional under center sets, which was, I think, 31%. And so, I mean,
Where'd you find that stat? That's some deep Mulsey research right there.
I think it was literally in the ESPN piece you've been citing. You just didn't read it all.
Oh.
So how deep was that research, Don?
I told you, I saw the headline and then I saw what it said, and I go, well, this is a good topic.
To me, he legitimizes them in some ways for sure. He makes them a live wire. If we have been constantly talking about does he make them more interesting, the answer is yes, but I assume he wants a contract ripped up and redone.
He does.
So he's making, what, $35 million a year? That's not even like NFL average at this point for the position. We did this on Judge Donnie, and I'm just going to go back to this. I would be excited for sure. If I found out, like, somebody said to me, hey, the Steelers somehow traded, I don't know, this year's second and next year's third for Stafford, or next year's pair of seconds. Rams want a first, you give them a pair of seconds instead. Keep your firsts. Would I be excited? Yes. Would I think, though, that ultimately you are just trying to continue to bandage the problem and spackle it up a little bit? Yes, and then I would be frustrated because it would be another short-term approach for a team that never seems to actually play a long game anymore. It's always about right now, when there's no reason to think that guy can put them over that hump.
I've heard you say that, but I don't understand why it can't be both. I don't understand why in this scenario you couldn't trade for Stafford and still pick your quarterback in the first round next year. Stafford, it's not like a Ben situation where he bristles at quarterback coming in to take his job.
I just don't think
they're hired here as a mercenary.
I guess I don't have faith in them as a franchise that they would view it that way and handle it that way. Maybe I'd be proven wrong, but like they don't really have any, and this starts at the owner. Like if anybody is gonna escape sort of blame from me here, it's Omar Khan and Andy Weil to a large extent. I just feel like the owner and the head coach, who both have a huge sway in how this franchise looks year over year, I don't give either of them the grace that they can thread that needle.
So I'm still trying to then figure out where you stand on this. Are you coming around to the Stafford idea? Because it sounds lukewarm at best to me. You're not on a fence, but it sounds like you're barely over it.
I think you can decide where this puts me.
You sound like a follower who's like, yeah, like I guess I will call off from school and go drink with my friends, but it wasn't my idea. If I get in trouble, I'm blaming your ass immediately. I'm telling my mom it was Pony's idea.
If we were friends growing up, I would have been blaming you every time. I think this is where I kind of zero out on it, and that's, would I be excited if a trade happened? Yes, just inherently because he is a huge name who's still good. You don't have to talk yourself into, I think this will work, like frankly you did with Russell Wilson. Stafford's good enough to be a force multiplier.
By the way, on the Russell Wilson front, more viral videos of him being posted already working out and preparing for next year. And here's the sickening part of it. Of course he's doing it in Steelers gear with black and gold shirt and shorts and his signature gold Steelers cleats today, going through his drills. Ugh. Just letting the world know, yes, I'm technically not under contract, but I still believe that I will be the Steelers quarterback.
Me and the Steelers are still going to be going steady.
Donnie, have you come around to Stafford
I guess,
yet?
No. If you want a yes or no answer, I would still say no. I want at some point somebody to take a big boy, put on their big boy pants and make
hard
decisions.
But I just told you, you can do both.
I don't, and I just told you, I do not have the faith in them as a front office, as a franchise, how they're being run lately, that they'll pull that off.
Donald?
And we're still going under the assumption it would be a first-round pick.
Well, Chris just brought up the idea of 2 seconds.
Yeah, see, and I don't think I would do that because you and I had that conversation a couple of weeks ago. A couple of, like, multiple second-round picks for a quarterback that definitely makes them better, maybe wins them a playoff game. I know he was the guy that was the most competitive against the Eagles in the playoffs, but in the nature of how the AFC is and how the Steelers defensively have performed in playoff games in recent years, it still doesn't make me feel like they're in the top four. Like, they're probably not even going to reach the final four of the AFC by bringing him in. So if it's all to do that, to maybe win a playoff game, which still isn't a promise, I don't know.
I mean, the Houston Texans have made the top four in the AFC the last 2 years. So I don't think that it seems like it's outlandish or a silly proposition because the Steelers haven't been to a spot like that since 2017. I get it. I mean, I suffer from that same pessimistic attitude about like where they can go and what they can do. But I mean, I'm completely honest with you. My entire view of the Steelers in terms of like how I feel about what's going to happen next season changes if a guy like this strolls in.
New
like I have just a, I get I would have a real excitement level of okay, maybe things will be different this year. I don't have to like talk myself into it or pretend to myself or lie to myself about what they can be.
I have a question that maybe should have occurred to me earlier about all of this. By the way, Cam Hayward tweeting, don't let them fool you. We got work to do. We'll maybe decipher that.
Maybe he was talking about USA Hockey?
Perhaps. By the way, do you know that game was the most viewed hockey game in
well, I tell you.
Ever? Higher viewed than any NHL game ever, 9.3 million.
Stephen
viewers.
A. Smith's JetBlue test worked.
Pony, here's a thought. The Rams have a really good, really young defense. They were possibly a Kevin Dotson false start away from beating the Eagles in Philly in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford's the reason that they battled back in that game.
Right.
I didn't look up their cap situation. Presumably, if they really wanted to give him a new deal and rip this one up, they could.
Yes.
Why are we not sounding at least some alarms that a smart team is at least willing to deal and isn't willing to just try to mend fences with the guy?
I think two things are potentially in play here. I think number one is you might have an issue where the coach of the team is so full of himself where he thinks, much like Belichick did when he tried to prematurely move off Brady for Garoppolo, I don't need this old guy anymore. I can pretty much make any quarterback good.
Baker Mayfield came over here off of a flight and won a game. John Wolford was my pick over
Jared
Goff.
I'm just a quarterback savant.
I don't think that the evidence backs that up in his case, but...
And then the other one is, I think it seems a little bit like it's gotten personal with Stafford, where he either feels disrespected because of the contract he had to sign before last season... You know, some of the things his wife has said about, like, the way they've been treated by the team and how they view the Cooper Kupp situation. They've let business get personal, I guess, is what I'm saying, is what it sounds like to me, if he does end up leaving. Like, you know what? Maybe we're just better off without each other.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.